Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is a Christmas tradition for many, and I am one of those. This is an amazing rock show. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra, coming to New Orleans next Wednesday, December 17th at 7 p.m. If you've never seen it, and if somehow you have been alienated by the word orchestra, this is no boring orchestra with violins and cellos and timpanis. This is a rock show with a light show that would equal any light show you have ever seen. I don't care whether it's Pink Floyd or Taylor Swift. This is one amazing show. I love talking about it every year. And Al Petrilli, one of the creators, he is with us every year when we talk about this, and Al joins us again this afternoon. Al, I look forward to this every year, and I know it's a Christmas tradition for many. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Always a pleasure to hear your voice, my friend. How's everything? How's the family?
Everything is good, and I can't wait till next week and getting ready for this interview and going over some of the new music from the new album Ghost of Christmas Eve. I'm really psyched for it. I don't know how to accurately use words to describe Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's an experience.
It's an experience, and I appreciate you saying that because I know you've seen many shows over the years, and this is something that was Paul O'Neill's brainchild. I helped him start the recording process 31 years ago, this coming February. And we started touring in 99, and Paul said he wanted to put everything he could back into the show every year we come back out. Not only growing the production and all that, but also changing the music, changing the presentation, changing the narration. Because there's a group of people, especially in your community, I affectionately call them the repeat offenders. And they come back year after year. If they came to see us 20 years ago with their kids, now they're bringing their grandkids. And I want to make sure that they see the familiar portion that they're used to, but everything else is off the table. I just have a lot of fun surprising everybody.
Yeah, and I think some people may have been, you know, somewhat alienated by the word orchestra because, believe me, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, this is a rock show, and it is the talent, the singing and the performing on instruments of the artists that just blow me away every year. They are so into it, and they're so damn good.
Oh, they're the best of the best. I mean, I have, you know, 7 or 8 people in the band. We have a 6-piece string section. Then I got 10 of the world's greatest singers. And then you got 85 people underneath and behind the stage who bring the thing to life every day. You know, so it's a fantastic family. It's a fantastic team. And I'm proud to be part of it. But it's funny what you said about the orchestra part. For the first couple of years I started doing press, you know, I'd speak to whomever, and they said, "Oh, your English is very good." I'm like, "Huh?" You know, they legit thought I was from Siberia with a fiddle. You know, no, not quite.
Yeah, you know, as the show evolves, you do tend to develop a bond with some of the frontline performers. And, you know, you definitely have your favorites by the end of the show.
Well, you know what? The interesting thing about this band is that individually, each person on that stage is individually incredible.
Yeah.
But the maturity that we possess as musicians in this particular situation is that they all realize that they're all here to serve the song. And it becomes a selfless presentation, if you will. It's not look at me, look at me, look at me. It's look at us. Listen to the story. Listen to how the characters are unfurling their dilemmas. You know, and I think that's what the audience really latches onto, because it's a very honest presentation, not a bunch of individual soloists,
right,
but an ensemble bringing. Basically, we're presenting a soundtrack to underscore Paul O'Neill's story. And that's very difficult without the visual.
And let's talk about the story. This year, it's The Ghosts of Christmas Eve and The Best of Trans-Siberian Orchestra and more.
Mm-hmm.
There is a story here, and there is there's an unbelievable narrator. This year, is it Brian Hicks?
No, Philip Brandon is with us.
Philip Brandon, okay.
In New Orleans, it'll be Philip's going on, I think, 18 to 20 years with us now, yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, well,
Brandon,
he is, the narrator is phenomenal, and I want everybody to know that it's not just music and lights, but the music and lights are woven into this story that sometimes
it brings you
chills when you follow the story. And when you go to Trans-Siberian Orchestra, you really have to just relax and just focus and let the story happen before you.
Exactly. What I ask people to do is, like, you walk into that arena, you shake the world off your shoulders, and there's a lot going on in the world to shake off.
Yes.
And for the 2 hours and 20 minutes or so, we're celebrating Christmas Eve together in a very Frank Capra-esque type tale. You know, The Ghost of Christmas Eve, the short version is that it's about a teenage runaway on Christmas Eve who just wants to go home. She doesn't know why she ran away. She don't remember. The parents don't remember why she left. They just want their baby girl back.
Oh, man.
Now, this resonates with everybody because, as you know, my brother, everybody misses somebody.
Yep.
And it's magnified around the holidays.
Yes, it is.
You know, there's an empty chair at everyone's dining room table, and there's no escaping that hole in your heart. And that's what makes Paul's story so important. Leonard Bernstein had this fantastic quote about Beethoven, saying that, you know, the art, great art, Beethoven's great art was always accessible, okay, but never commonplace, never banal.
Yeah.
And that kind of put me back on my heels, because everybody understands Paul's stories, but there's nothing ordinary about them.
Yeah.
Completely accessible. You think that the story is about you.
Yeah, you do.
You can't help it.
And you can totally relate to the story. There are times that I would get chills, you know, following the story, and then the music is so profoundly integrated into it all.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's a soundtrack.
Yeah.
You know, if you put on The Hunt for Red October, that submarine chase isn't so cool without Hans Zimmer's soundtrack, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's part of the musicianship that I love the most, is by one or two notes being changed subtly, it changes the mood of the story.
And you can tell that everybody on that stage, especially you, love what they do.
More than anything, with the exception of my family. You know, my very dear friends, I love this as much as that, because if Paul is TSO's father, then I was the weird uncle, you know. And I watched this thing open its eyes, and I fell in love with it instantly and continue to love it. You know, it's like one of my children. You know, my oldest son is 38 years old, all right? And will forever be my baby boy. You know,
yeah,
he gave me my first grandchild last year, but he's still my little boy. That's what this thing is. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
How much rehearsing do you do for each tour?
A lot. We start our meetings the second week of January, and we kind of scratch our heads, my two managers, one or two of the department heads, myself, and we'll sit there, and we'll just go over stuff and go over stuff and go over stuff. And what can we do musically different? What can we do visually different? Okay. Once we get that kind of outline, then I start, you know, getting a hold of everybody in the band and saying, get this tune in your hands, get this song. I'm thinking about having you sing this. And we talk about it right through probably the end of the summer. And then we converge in Council Bluffs, Iowa, which is just over the river from Omaha, Nebraska. And that's where we do a solid month of production rehearsals. We're not learning the material then. We're executing the material then.
All right. So, Al, let me just take one brief moment and share some of the music from the album The Ghost of Christmas Eve, which is available. It's on Spotify and where you get your music. This is a familiar Christmas song. You'll recognize the song, but this is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I just so admire the musicians who do this every year. Now, Al, we're going to see this in the context of the holidays and the spirit is in the air, but you guys are putting this together and rehearsing when it's not even close to the holiday time or Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So do you do anything special to get in the holiday mood while you're creating this?
You know, no, not particularly the holiday mood, but again, as an artist, just being vulnerable enough to be honest with what the task at hand calls for, if you follow me. You know, it doesn't need to be snowing out for me to do this, you know. What I need to do is get lost in the moment musically, yeah, and the poetry and the lyric and the story, you know. So, you know, it's like Santa Claus sizzles, if you will, working all year long for the big night.
Well, that's right. Yeah. What's the biggest challenge?
My biggest challenge is forgetting about perfection and letting the art be the art. That, you know, as a perfectionist, there's really no such thing as perfecting music or any art form. There's just, you know, the way you execute it to the best of your ability and emotionally, honestly. So I always vacillate between being, well, maybe I bent that note a little flat. But you know what? In the moment, that's where it went.
Yeah.
So, you know, letting go of what's in the rearview mirror and concentrating on moving forward and just doing good work.
Because the great part of the audience is not going to notice any of those things. And if it bothers you, then it's going to impact the rest of the show.
Exactly. I go every so often, you know, listen, it's live rock and roll at the end of the day. You know, so maybe a cello is a little out of tune here, or something misfires in the pyro department. And I just look and I smile at the crew guys, or I smile at the people in the band. I was like, yeah, good. Now they know we're playing live. Let's keep going. Because now we're going to have fun.
Yeah. Let me share another bit of a cut from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the new album, The Ghost of Christmas Eve. This is A Christmas Dream. And Al, I noticed that not only do all of the singers have great voices, but boy, they really passionately act out the song.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul Evans said, you know, he always would say, bring my lyrics to life, and the audience won't look at you as a singer. They'll look at you as the character in the story.
Yeah. I can't wait to see this this new version of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And again, if you somehow relate this to an orchestra when you were forced to go to orchestras when you were a kid, man, blow that out of your brain, because that's not what this is about. Trans-Siberian Orchestra just kicks ass. It is a rock show. It's a light show. It's great music with really talented people woven around a story this year of a young girl who's a runaway, and she just gets to the point where she just wants to go home. Christmas
That's
Eve.
It.
The Ghost of Christmas Eve. I can't wait to see it. Al, thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Always a pleasure, my friend. All my love to your family for the holidays, and I'll see you soon.
Same to you, Al. All right, Al Petrelli, one of the creators of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And here's another cut from Trans-Siberian Orchestra's latest album, The Ghost of Christmas Eve. I truly, as you can tell, love this production. I've been to a lot of things in my life, and Trans-Siberian Orchestra is always special to me. And again, if you go, pay attention to the story, because it's a great story. And the narrator is incredible. I'll just leave it at that. And you get sucked into this story, and it's kind of sad. You know, here's a runaway that maybe something happened with her parents, and she doesn't even remember why she ran away. And, you know, you get to be tough and rebellious when you're a teenager, and I don't need you anymore. But then the holidays come, and something inside of her is telling her she just wants to go back home. And it's the story of her trying to get back home. It's going to be a great story. It's next Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, at the Smoothie King Center. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWE.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, happy birthday today to Brenda Lee. Brenda Lee, 81 years old. This is one of those songs, and I'm sure you have these songs too if you're a boomer. This is one of those songs that I just vividly remember listening to on my little transistor radio, which was a big effing deal back, you know, when I was young, when boomers were young. A transistor radio meant that you didn't have to be in the car or at home to listen to music. Like, you could walk around on the street, walk to your friend's house, go on a picnic, and have music, listening to your favorite songs. And I will always remember that little transistor radio that I had. And I remember hearing this time of year, hearing songs like this. I'm Scoot on the Air. We're going to go to some of your text messages here in just a moment. There is some controversy, as there always is, over the Time Magazine Person of the Year. Now, let's be clear about Person of the Year. The Person of the Year that Time Magazine designates every year is not necessarily the most popular person of the year. It's the person that had the most impact on the news during the year. And no matter who is selected, there are going to be other people who think someone else should be selected. Now, you know, the president mocked up a cover of him being Person of the Year by Time Magazine, and he put that in his golf clubs. But, you know, at the time, that wasn't true. So this year's Person of the Year is collectively the architects of AI, the architects of artificial intelligence, including Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. And here's what Time Magazine announced. 2025 was the year when artificial intelligence's full potential roared into view, and when it became clear that there will be no turning back. For delivering the age of thinking machines, for woeing and worrying humanity, for transforming the present and transcending the possible, the architects of AI are Time's 2025 Person of the Year. I get it. There are MAGA voices who are saying that it should be conservative activist Charlie Kirk. And while Charlie Kirk, I mean, I understand that argument. I do. Charlie Kirk made a lot of news. He brought a lot of attention. His death, he didn't at the time, but his death brought a lot of attention to all that he had been doing. A lot of people didn't even know who Charlie Kirk was. I mean, I certainly did, but a lot of people didn't even know who he was until he was shot. And I still believe what I said at the time, that it is just atrocious that a bullet stifled somebody's freedom of speech. And I may not have agreed with everything Charlie Kirk stood for, but I do not agree with his speech being silenced, whether it would be by court order or by a bullet. So I understand the argument that he would have been a good person of the year. And as I say, no matter who is selected, there will always be an argument about it should have been somebody else. But, you know, let's go back in time and remember some of the very, very controversial Time magazine's persons of the year. Now, this is a reminder that the person of the year is not necessarily the most popular person, but the person that had the biggest impact on the news that year. In 1938, the person of the year was Hitler. In 1942, the person of the year was Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. You know, these were bad people. They weren't popular with some, but in the eyes of the world, you know, these were murderers. These were bad people. But Time magazine felt that they had the biggest impact on the news that year. So this year, it is the architects of AI, and I think that's a good choice. You know, we have demonstrated AI several times live on the show, and it truly is remarkable. What is sad to me, though, is how many people are communicating with AI as if AI is a friend. You know, right now, AI isn't doing any original thought. AI is really kind of repeating what you give AI. The answers are very, very benign. The answers are very generic. And yet there are people who think AI is their friend. And going to AI for, you know, for information or for confirmation. You know, people are going to AI, young people in particular, are going to AI with the idea that, you know, this is somebody that's talking to me. And it's really sad because it's just a machine repeating things that are just very generic that could be said to anybody. Now, the scary thing is, and this is, you know, movie themes and stuff like that are, you know, based on this idea. What happens if the machines start to develop a conscience? What happens if the machines start to develop a mentality? What happens if the machines work together and somehow link up and start attacking us? This is a theory that is not out of the realm of possibility. And it's really, really scary. So when you think about the impact that AI is having, and I think we're going to look back at 2025 as being a tipping point year for this phenomenon of artificial intelligence, I think this is a good selection for Person of the Year, the people who collectively created artificial intelligence. And it's really, it's scary stuff. And, you know, some of the things that you can ask AI, it's like amazing. Like I asked him about the, you know, we were talking about a Saints game, and I said, well, are the Saints going to win this weekend? And AI would say something like, well, you know, there's a chance the Saints will win, but as you know, their competition's going to be tough, and their competition's going to do everything they can to beat the Saints. And, you know, a win in the NFL is never a given. Yeah, I mean, it's that kind of response that you generally get. So it's nothing too specific, but I love some of these themes of the machines start to connect with each other, you know, somewhere out there in the Matrix or somewhere out there in the world of all of this. You know, these machines start to connect with each other and start to rebel against us. I mean, how would we stop that? So that part of it is kind of scary. All right, let's check in with Ian and get some of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says, well, we got kind of a mix here. We'll start with these ones about Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Here's a text that says, the first time I ever heard Trans-Siberian Orchestra was the video of the dancing Christmas lights years ago. And I know exactly what this texter is talking about. And I wonder if maybe you saw this video. You know how people do these real, real elaborate lighting designs on their house,
yes,
right?
Yeah,
it's all synced up to the music, and they got the icicles and the lights that run around and stuff like this. This is almost like ancient internet at this point, where somebody use the Christmas Eve Sarajevo song that we listened to a couple segments ago and use that as the music for their Christmas light house display. And it, I don't know, it just went mega viral a long time ago. That was like when people just started first doing these ridiculous lighting displays with their houses.
Yeah.
And that was, I think, a lot of people's introduction.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
I'll put up for you. I'll send it to you. You may recognize it. Again, it was probably, I don't know, maybe at least 8 years ago. Here's a text that says, I don't think Rod Stewart does any of his hits anymore. He's doing some kind of jazz thing now.
No, that's not true. Rod Stewart did some jazz stuff, but trust me, Rod Stewart's going to do a lot of his hits. You know, he may do a couple of jazz songs because he's gotten into that. He's done some albums. You know, he's done so much that, you know, when you're an artist like that, you know, why not venture off and do a different genre? And there's just something about that raspy voice of Rod Stewart that just works so well with the genre of jazz or, you know, classic, songs from the past. But no, trust me. Rod Stewart is going to kick it with some of his big hits.
That's a relief, because anybody who has seen Van Morrison or Bob Dylan, some of these other guys from that kind of period in time, like, you go to their concerts and you don't recognize any of what they're doing. Like, maybe they play something that's familiar, but they're not just ripping through all the songs that made them famous 40 or 50 or 60 years ago. I mean, I saw Bob Dylan at the Sanger last year. It's all brand new music. There is nothing that he performed in that concert that is older than, you know, 10 years.
No, I mean, Rod Stewart has got to do, you know, Positively 4th Street, Lay Lady Lay, Like a Rolling Stone. He's got to add that in there. I mean, no, he doesn't have to, but I would want him to, but no, he doesn't have to.
Here's a text that says, how would we stop a machine that was attacking us? Let's try unplugging it, LOL.
Yeah, I mean, look,
I don't know, man.
I'm not particularly worried about this, but, I think there are ways around that. I mean, some of these machines are going to get to the point where they might have, like, self-generating batteries, or they might be self-generated themselves. And, you know, I think there is the slightest concern that one day in the distant future, these machines might work together against us. And I don't think it's something we can take for granted.
Right now, I think we're still mostly interacting with AI that was designed by humans.
Yeah.
But anyone who's really looked into this, fiction or not, tells you when you start getting AI that was developed by other AI, that's when you really start to be kind of like, I don't know, this is a little bit like, we don't really know how to put this genie back in the bottle. And I'll tell you about this text too, about, like, oh, just unplug it. I interviewed somebody earlier this year about this, where they said, like, in a laboratory setting, agentic AI will defend itself. Like, they ran an experiment. I forget what the company called, Intrepid or Interpreter or something like that. But they ran this in a laboratory setting. They told one of, like, the consumer level models, Grok or Gemini or ChatGPT. And they ran an experiment where somebody was assigned to turn it off or you know, unplug it, quote unquote. And the AI tried to blackmail that person. It read all of their emails and figured out that they were having an affair with a coworker.
Whoa.
And then sent them an email that says, if you absolutely feel like you need to come in here and turn me off and delete my database and unplug me, I will tell everybody about your affair with your coworker. In another experiment, the person whose job it was to turn off the AI would have had to go into, like, a server bay. You know, where it's like, it's very cool in there and the airflow has to be a certain way to keep all the machines operating at peak efficiency, kind of like the data center that they're building up in North Louisiana, the big Meta data center. It's just a gigantic server farm, right? So the person whose job it is to turn off the AI would have had to go into one of these rooms, and the AI figured, I'm going to lock the doors and then raise the temperature and turn off the oxygen.
Okay,
and the person will suffocate in there.
But that's the scary part.
That's crazy.
The AI figured.
Yeah.
The AI figured it.
Yeah,
figured
it's like,
it out.
I know how to defend myself. Look, I don't want to be turned off, and I know how to stop you from doing it. They have proven that happens.
Oh, I'm sure I could turn some people off or some AI off. Anyway, look, wait.
Whoa.
When you start to get really deep into this AI stuff about maybe these machines taking on a life of their own, you know, you need to get out the blender and start making margaritas.
Yeah.
You know, because it's pretty scary.
Yeah, cook it. Two more quick ones. Here's a text that says, this is what John Connor warned us about. Correct. John Connor was, of course, one of the main characters in the Terminator franchise, who's, you know, the futuristic leader of the war against the machines. Another text says, Terminator and Terminator 2 was not a movie. It was a documentary about Skynet. Wow. I watched both Terminator and Terminator 2 recently. And let me tell you, Terminator 2 holds up way better than the first Terminator. The first Terminator looks like it was filmed in like 1930. It is dated. The soundtrack is bad. The cars. I mean, I was negative 1 year old when that movie came out, so that would you're more familiar with that. But
well,
man,
it was
hard to relate to that movie.
At the time, I could relate to it because the Terminator reminded me of my ex-wife's attorney.
Doesn't say a word, just comes in, blows everybody away.
Really?
I'll leave you with this text message. Here's one that says, I'm in love with AI. She's a hoe. Well, some more than others there, pal.
Yeah, all right.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, you got a comment. The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. So the Michigan coach, Sharon Moore, has been like, he was arrested. He was like taken into custody for inappropriate behavior with a staff member at Michigan. I mean, this is like bizarre stuff. Something really weird is going on there. When you're taken into custody like that, that's crazy. Christmas lights, we also have to talk about this. Some people do these big displays and it draws a lot of people to the neighborhood. Should they do this? They're spreading the spirit of the holiday, but they're creating hardship for the neighborhood. Are they selfish or are they spreading the Christmas spirit? We'll talk about that a little bit later. I'm Scoot, and we're going to come right back on WWE.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, a lot of people have done this, but this is just such a classic version by Darlene Love. Christmas, baby, please come home. I don't know if former Michigan coach Sharon Moore is going to be coming home. He's in police custody. Now, this is what I understand. The guy was having an affair, but police were called because of an alleged assault incident, I believe with a staff member. But whoever, there was an alleged assault incident. The coach is in police custody, and no charges have yet been announced. I'm sure that's going to be coming soon, but, you know, this is an interesting situation. And, it's really sad that people screw up their lives. I mean, this coach's life is never going to be the same. I mean, he followed Jim Harbaugh, coach of the Michigan Wolverines. And Michigan has not been a top power, in a few years. But that's still one hell of a job. And I'm sure he was highly paid for that position. And so he's having an affair. Well, that's bad enough. And then there's this alleged assault incident that has taken place. And, he's in police custody. I don't think there's bail. He's in custody now, and no charges have been filed. I mean, this is what I'm getting at this point. It's still a developing story. The investigation is continuing. But, I have to say this, and this is not out of disrespect for any of the survivors of sexual assault. Please understand, it's not an insult to any of you or anybody who has been the victim of sexual assault, the survivor of sexual assault, but it's because of the reality of what has happened. I hope this isn't a case where somebody is falsely accusing somebody to try to get money. And I mention this only because that has happened before. And maybe someone felt like Coach Moore was a prime target to claim that this happened, or maybe set him up. Again, this is not out of disrespect for any of the survivors of sexual assault, but it is touching on a reality that there are some women who will create opportunities to claim they were sexually assaulted for the purpose of getting money and attention. And that is so appalling because it really ruins it for the people who really are sexually assaulted. So again, it's too soon to figure out what happened here. But even if Coach Moore is innocent, he's innocent until proven guilty. But even if he's totally innocent and this was a contrived situation, and again, we don't know. I mean, I tend to believe the woman. And I know a lot of people are outraged by that, but I tend to believe the woman. But yet somewhere in the back of my mind is the possibility that the women could lie, because some have in the past. But it's just a reminder, whether he did this or not, it's just a reminder that men screw up their lives. Don't do it. If you simply have to have sex with somebody else, then get divorced and just get out there and do what you want to do, as long as you're not hurting anybody. Make sure it's all consensual. But don't ruin your life. I mean, especially if you're in a good position in life, your life can be so easily ruined. And sometimes all it takes is just an urge that you had at the time, or a lot of men feel like they're entitled to do something. I did research years ago. I did a TV show on date rape. And, it is amazing how many men feel like they're entitled to have sex with women, especially if they spend money on women. They feel like they're entitled to it. And so sometimes they take advantage of the situation and they go too far. And no means no. And maybe doesn't mean yes. So, you know, if you're a guy, man, especially if you're somebody that's in a position of power, don't screw up your life. It's just not worth it. I mean, go through the pain of the divorce, deal with the loss of money or whatever. Just deal with it. But if you feel like you have to be out there and it just, you know, boinking people, then go out there and do it. But you know, don't do it while you're married, and don't do it while you've got a good job, and certainly don't go against anybody's wishes.
I think you've said everything just right. I think it's all good advice. I might also offer, we can't possibly be more than 5 years away from the sex robots. And you know, why don't you just wait until you can go to Target
and
pick one up off the shelf, and you don't have to ruin your life. You don't have to upset anybody.
And
maybe you can go pick out one together. Why don't you?
Yeah, apparently they have very realistic, like, dolls.
Oh, they're super,
very,
super
very
realistic. Yeah,
realistic.
Well, that's what I heard.
Well, yeah, me too. That's what I heard. I've read about it. I've heard about it. But, yeah, yeah, I mean, you could, you know, imagine, that's not going to come in a brown, plain brown wrapper. You know, that's going to be like a life-size doll, unless you have to put her together.
Oh, yeah, you should probably go ahead and just order that on the internet in discreet shipping.
Yeah, but I mean, what if you get a box that's like the size of a, you know, 5'6" woman?
Well, everyone will know. You know, yeah. it's like everyone's doing this now. Didn't we all get one of these for Christmas? I'm not the only person on the block ordered this, okay?
The cardboard box has been beaten up a little bit, and there's a hand sticking out.
All right. Go to commercial. Jesus,
Jenny. All right, we're going to be right back. If you want to join us, Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1961, this was the number one song in the country. I actually thought the Beatles wrote this song because they did a cover of the Marvelettes' Mr. Postman, Please Mr. Postman, but this was the original number one on this day in 61. Hey, happy birthday today to Motley Crue bass player Nikki Sixx, 67 years old today. This dude is lucky to be alive. In fact, he died a couple of times with drugs. They brought him back to life, and he wrote this song about the experience, Kickstart My Heart, which they literally did a couple of times. Nikki Sixx has been clean for probably 30-plus years now, and he is loving life. And we're going to spend time during the holidays talking about how difficult it is for many of you who maybe have just quit drinking and you've just quit drugs and you're clean and you're facing the challenge of being around all of the drinking and the festivities of the holidays. And we'll be talking about that because I know it's a challenge for you, but you can do it. So hang in there. And just remember, there are people like Nikki Sixx who are alive because they quit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.